I just wanted to share a little. I've been really sensing, it's been a bit of time of really seeking the Lord these days, and recognizing in my own heart a need for much greater reality in my own experience than I've known. And for the days we come into, I believe that's going to be a prerequisite, that we're not running on a theological position or on somebody else's faith, but that we have truly our, not as it says in the scripture, and be doers of the word, not hearers, only deceiving yourself. There's a deception in knowing all about something, talking about it all the time, hearing about it, and before long you can think, oh, that's mine, that's my portion, that's who I am, that's what I am. When in reality, we're very familiar sometimes, and I say that from my own experience. I don't have to look at anybody else's right now. But I'm sensing a strong pressure in my spirit, because there's something everybody, Michael Boldea was saying the other day, how he says there's such an impending feeling in his spirit of impending doom or judgment, that if he sometimes just feels this thing so intense. I sense the same thing, and a lot of brothers I know are sensing that we're coming to such a shaking time. And I think the thing that all of us, I kind of go along with what David Wilkerson said when he said there's something getting ready to take place in this nation that is going to stagger the godliest person in the nation, utterly stagger them. And we don't have a frame of reference to put this in. We've never gone this way before. We've never seen this before. We've read about it. Right now in Saudi Arabia, one of the highest priced selling items is Christians' blood, because they think that they can wash their hands in the blood of a Christian and have eternal life. So that's one of the greatest markets right now in Saudi Arabia. This is the madness of the world. And we're over here still in a nation where they say, do you want to do Mexican food or Chinese tonight? What do you think, you know? And we still don't really have a frame of reference for the kind of madness that's coming on the world. When it says gross darkness is going to cover the earth, or darkness is going to cover the earth and gross darkness, the people. The spirit of this world is going to be so compelling and so intense, as the scripture says in the Revelation, that all shall worship him, speaking of the beast, whose names are not written in the book of life. Nobody's going to escape that. Everybody is going to worship him unless you're walking close to the Lamb. You will go the other way. There's not going to be any middle ground. There's not going to be any areas of gray. Nobody on the fence. You're going to love God with a passion, or you're going to hate God with a passion. There's not going to be the compelling intensity of this hour, that if you're not under that covering of the blood of Christ as the Passover lamb, you will be, the intensity and compelling intensity of the spirit of this world will overtake you if you're not in that place. And as even in the visions beyond the veil, one of the young people saw in a vision that the intensity of the hour was so great that except a person were full of the Holy Ghost, they wouldn't last one day. And that's what we're coming into. And I think I sense in my own spirit, and I don't have to look anywhere else. I can go, as one brother said, I've searched and known the depths of wickedness in no other heart but my own. And my own soul searching before the Lord has left me wanting and feeling very much. How very, you know, I think of the 47th chapter of Ezekiel, and he measured out 1,000 cubits, and the waters were to the ankles. And then he measured out 1,000, and they were to the knees. And then he measured out 1,000 cubits, and the waters were to the loins. And then he measured out 1,000 cubits, and the waters were waters to swim in, a great river that could not be passed over. And I, in my own heart, and not in nice platitudes, but I know that I'm ankle deep at very best. And I'm crying out for reality, because I sense a great need for reality in my experience. And I think the prerequisite to reality of any sort is for us to get brutally honest with our own hearts, brutally honest with our brothers and sisters, brutally honest with God, and at the same time recognizing that the fallen part of our nature that is under the process of the cross He says that the heart of man is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That, he says, above all things, the most wicked thing there is the heart of man. That is how the capacity we have in our natural man. That's why it says the carnal mind is enmity against God. It's not subject to the law of God. Neither indeed can be, you know. And there's something in our nature that is still, and I've mentioned it before, but we always have to look at this, that there's a tendency in us. God is light, absolute light. And it says in I think it's the 6th chapter of 1 Timothy, it talks about God dwelleth in, I'm going to look at that verse real quick here, just because I want to get it. All right. Almost have it here. Anyway, it says God dwelleth. All right, here we go. The faster you try to do that, the harder it gets. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But anyway, God dwelleth in a light that no man approaches unto, is what it says. Okay. Who only has immortality dwelling in the light which no man can approach unto, and whom no man has seen or can see. That's the brilliance of God's light. And God's light, as spoken, is not a natural light. It's not the light like your candlelight or the light or even the light of the sun. It's a light that penetrates deeper than all of that. It's a light that nothing is hidden. No thought is hidden. The secrets of hearts are revealed in its presence. And it says, you look at that scripture in James 4, when it said the word of God is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and the spirit. It's Hebrews 4. But anyway, and it says, piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and the marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open to the eyes of him with whom we have to do. There's that part of us. To the varying degrees, all of us are coming into the light of God, into a light where the deepest part of our nature is exposed. And as to the degree that the part of us that is not yet fully yielded to Christ is going to be repelled by that light. It's going to be, he that does evil hates light. There's that natural response, and it takes a tremendous dying for us to be able to embrace the light of God and to welcome him into the dark places of our heart, the dark places where we have alliances with the world and with darkness, because all of us to varying degrees are still coming into that place where we behold him face to face. That's the ultimate exposure, and all of us have an appointment with that, where we are before. And the living God and Paul himself said we all must appear before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, that every one of us may receive of the things done in our body, whether good or bad, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord. The Apostle Paul, man of God, mighty man of valor, he says, knowing the terror of the Lord. It's a terrible concept to stand before the Almighty. And so with us right now, The thing we need to do, we need to be very, very honest with God. We need to be very honest with our own hearts, and that we're not in a place where we are hearers and not doers, deceiving ourselves. The deception of thinking you're something you're not. It says in, I think it's Galatians 6, where it says, if a man think himself to be something when he's nothing, he deceives himself, but let every man prove his own work, and then will he have rejoicing in himself and not in another. But I just really want to encourage you, this concept of honesty with God in all areas, to come into the light, to come in. You know, there's places in the scripture where it says, examine yourself whether you be in the faith. You know, there's another place, I think it's in 2 Peter 1, where he says, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fall. You know, it's the doers. And I tell you with all my heart right now, God is wanting to, and right now, and the reason I feel such intense dealings is, brothers and sisters, I guarantee you what's coming, you have no frame of reference for it. It's easy to, you know, it's like us sitting here and talking about the brothers in Ethiopia that haven't eaten in a week. We can go, yeah, that's really a sad thing, you know. But when you've been there yourself, when you have been in prison yourself, like the brothers in China, or when you suffered yourself, we all of us are coming from a frame of reference, which is, you know, it still hasn't really come down where we live yet. And unless it's the only way we can know it is by the Spirit at this point. But we're going to know it in other ways. And God's getting ready to everything we have is getting ready to be fire tested, without a doubt. And I encourage you, you're not doing anybody a favor or yourself a favor to escape the dealings now. You want them now, because I'd rather get dealt with now than later. I'd rather it fall on the rock and be broken than have the rock fall on me and grind me to powder. And this is a time of where the Lord is saying, examine yourself, whether you be in the faith. Get very, very honest. If you've got things that are darkness that you need to deal with, whether it's in dealings with physical things, whether you in business dealings, in things that you have spoken that are not true, whatever you have to do, come clean completely before God. Deal with the brothers. I encourage you right now, as much as possible, to take the low road. I want to read in reference one scripture before we go. But I would like to say that this is the time when the house on the rock and the house on the sand are getting ready to be tested. It's the vehement testing that reveals the house on the rock, which is the doers of the word, and the house on the sand, which is the hearers of the word. And you can be in a spiritual group of people, or you can hear about spiritual things. You can know the theology of spiritual things. But when you're all alone, and it's you and God, and you've got your own devotional life and your own walk with God, I encourage you to get very, very honest with God, with others, and not to have any double standard in any area of your life, but to be in a place where we are 24 karat. We're not plated goods. We don't have, zinc on the inside and gold on the out. God wants truth in the inward parts, that we're not a whited sepulcher, but we are pure all the way through. And that's what God wants of us. Because, brethren, everything that can be shaken will be shaken. There's no doubt about it. I know what I've gotten in my spirit about the days ahead is unspeakable, is all I can say, is where mankind is going. The madness, the cruelty, the insanity of this world, and the demonic rage that's going to be on all of humanity. It's just going to be staggering, and we're going to have to be in a place where we are going to be the light of the world, and to walk with a joy, because our kingdom is not of this world, where we can be like the Lord Jesus said, when you see all of these things come to pass, lift up your eyes and rejoice, for your redemption draws nigh. But it's going to be at a point where it says that the tribulation would be so great that were it possible, even the very elect would be deceived. And he says, but tribulation so great such as never was since the beginning of the world, ever again shall be, and except those days would be shortened, no flesh would be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. So we're coming in a time when the devil has come with great wrath against the saints of God. But let's pray always that we would be counted worthy to escape those things that are going to come upon the earth and to stand before the Son of Man. And I'm not talking about a pre-tribulation rapture. I'm talking about walking with him, caught up as that man-child, caught up worthy to walk on top of the waves in the glory of the Father, and to represent him in this hour. But I encourage you another thing, that I'm going to read this scripture. You're very familiar with it, and it says in Philippians 2, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, any comfort of love, any fellowship of the Spirit, any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy, that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord and of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem the other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of man. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. And you know that I believe that there's two things that are going to make for a safe walk in this greatly dangerous and deceptive hour is humility and mercy. To walk in a humble place because God gives grace to the humble, but he resists the proud. And then to the merciful man, God shows himself merciful. And it's a safe place, and it's the place that's the nature of Christ is to walk in humility and in mercy. And let that mind, Christ, though he was Lord of all, he humbled himself and took on him a form of a servant, made in the likeness of man, and was obedient even to death. And remember that it's for the joy set before him that Jesus endured the cross. And it's only going to be to the degree of the reality that pearl of great price is to us that we're going to be ready and willing to sell everything we have and even our life in this world to possess that eternal kingdom, which is the kingdom of heaven is like unto that pearl of great price. We need to have that thing, not a theological position, but that eternal kingdom has got to become more real to us than the one we dwell in. And I encourage you to pursue that walk with God and that revelation of the Lord where you see that joy set before us, that incredible eternal kingdom and that fellowship with the Father and with the Lord Jesus Christ. And that is going to be what brings us even. It says, for the joy set before him, he endured the cross. We'll endure our crosses to the degree that is reality in our own experience.